This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1880. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 31st, Andaman Islands, Argentina, Australia, Bonaire, Bougainville, Bulgaria, Canada, China, East Turkestan, Germany, India, Iran, Korea North, Malaysia, Mexico, Morocco, Myanmar, New Zealand, North America, Papua New Guinea, Rwanda, Russia, Syria, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ron Howard in California reports on monitoring a special event from All India Radio Port Blair, 4760 Andaman and Nicobar Islands, as well as other AIR stations. It was May 26th between 1227 and 1325 UT with surprisingly good reception. He says fairly readable, which is very rare, preempting regular programs to air the special activities of Prime Minister Modi, an address to the BJP's Pan India Festival at Guwahati, Assam, and for the PM's inauguration of India's longest bridge. There was a pre-speech report until 1247, mostly Hindi, but some English spots, parallel to Chennai on 4920, which he says had beautiful reception since Tibet is temporarily off the air from this and many other frequencies. Also heard on 5010 from Trivandrum. The PM's impassioned speech in Hindi to the crowd started at 1247 and was still going past 1325. Also heard on most of the other AIR regional stations, but not by Jaipur 5040, Srinagar 4950, and Sikkim 4835 were too weak to tell. Kurseong 4895 and Aizawl 5050 continued to be off the air. We continue to enjoy good reception from Rai, Argentina, to the world, now that it's relayed by WRMI on 9395, the English broadcast, UT Tuesday through Saturday at 01 until 02. The DX program is supposed to be aired on Friday nights, UT Saturdays. I heard it once, starting at 01:33. So on May 27th, I was tuned in again, but something else was on the air instead. Charlie Harlick says he was listening earlier that night at 01:20. And was surprised to hear the DX program running already. It seemed to be about the Israel Broadcasting Authority being eliminated. Off the air over the weekends, but I listened to the next broadcast, UT Tuesday, May 30th. At 01:02, they were introducing the rest of the hour, saying that they would be repeating last Friday's DX program due to listener requests. Not sure if they'll be doing that every week, but I had to miss it because of other obligations. Anyhow, it appears the DX program may appear earlier or later during the one-hour broadcast and perhaps repeated on UT Tuesdays as well as the original broadcast on UT Saturdays. However, it appears there was a problem and maybe there wasn't anything to miss. Richard Langley in New Brunswick was also listening and says there was a problem at about the 20-minute mark into the program. They switched to Italian, I think. Could have been the DX program in that language. I had contacted Rai earlier about programming anomalies and received a reply from Miriam Turkula, one of the on-air presenters, who said, "Yes, we do have a reason for repetition of some features. We want to share it with you. This is really breaking news. We are launching a new radio season as from June and are working pretty hard on the new contents. Maybe we've been a bit too careless lately, but we've been really carried out by the production of our new programs, which we are sure our audience will love right away. Rai is undergoing a deep overall change, and we want you, as any other important member of our audience, to come along with us." Mark Cody comments to the Ontario DX Association, "I've always loved the programming from Argentina. Back in the 80s, I dated a girl from there and had a snail mail correspondence with a girl who worked for Rai. I would exchange cassette recordings of Canadian pop and folk music for Argentinian ballads and love songs, which I would play for my girlfriend. No matter what language Rai broadcasts in, whether it's from home or via WRMI, Argentina has given the world some excellent ballads and love songs. Annie was listening to the German broadcast at 21UT on 11580, a woman opening announcements and some beautiful ballads and love songs when rechecked at 2120. That's the broadcast replacing Slovakia in English. We've reported previously about plans for a new low-power Australian station in Queensland, 4KZ. And in the June issue of Australian DX News, John O'Wright says 4KZ is due to start any time now on 5055. They're just awaiting arrival of a crystal. Many of us have been keeping an ear on 800 kHz for TWR Bonaire to boost its power as planned from 100 to 450 kilowatts. Hans-Jürg Biener quotes the Fellowship of European Christian Broadcasters email newsletter of 29 May, which says, the Bonaire Power Up project will increase Latin America's broadcast signal from 100 to 450,000 watts. This will double the potential listening audience in Latin America from 50 to 100 megapeople and blanket Cuba with the Spanish programs. Thanks to many volunteers, much construction was completed in 2016. TWR hopes to purchase the transmitter in 2017, so it will be a while longer. Kai living in Germany says it could be interesting to find out exactly where they will purchase this high-power transmitter. Some years ago, there were hints that it could be some used equipment from Germany, from Wachenbrunn or Burg, as they did something similar for their Swaziland station. Two clients of Bulgaria's relay station are getting a bonus frequency. Ivo Ivanov, who lives quite near to Kostenbrod, reports that 9400 is also heard on the second harmonic 18800, currently occupied at 15 to 16 UT on Saturdays by the mighty KBC radio in English, and at the same time on Sundays from the Isle of Music in English and Spanish. Since Radio Bulgaria gave up its own shortwave broadcasting a few years ago, they continued to be a webcaster in a few languages. However, Wolfgang Büschel passes on news from Vladimir Vladimirov, the editorial director, that starting June 1st, they're dispensing with German language programming, which had been relayed lately on shortwave from Germany on 6005. The only languages they are retaining for their webcasts are English, Russian, Turkish, and of course, Bulgarian. That was sent to Christian Milling of the shortwave service in Germany. Canadian time signals from CHU had been missing from 3330 for several weeks. But finally they were back as of UT May 31st, thanks to a tip from Dave Valko via Ron Howard. It was also heard by Richard Langley in New Brunswick at 0218 UT, putting a good signal in, about equal strength to 7850. Later that evening, I was also hearing them, but by then, in the middle of the night, 7850 had just about faded out due to a plunging maximum usable frequency, so we're very glad that 3330 is once again on the air. Richard Langley also has been in contact with CHU and says it went back on the air at about 17 UT May 30th. Transmission has been intermittent since February and completely off since early March. The problem was traced to a faulty underground antenna cable, which had to be replaced. When the cable was dug up, there was no obvious sign of damage, but it had been in the ground since before 1981. And the technician said the 7850 cable is just as old, so we will try and change it soon before we have a similar problem. Coincidentally, I discovered another Canadian shortwave station had returned to the air on May 30th. Trenton Military, the one which provides flight weather, on 15034 in the daytime and 6754 at night, both upper sideband. I was hearing the day frequency around 2045 UT when they gave the time as 1645 Zulu. That was actually Eastern Daylight Time, and they've continued to announce the wrong time zone with their time checks. So they need to get everything back in order, which they've not yet done. Furthermore, no report received. No report received. No report received from just about all of the airports they are attempting to provide flight weather info about. Ron Howard in California says now that CNR1 China is temporarily off the air from 6030, it's possible to hear the 100-watt station CFVP in Calgary in the clear, relaying medium wave CKMX 1060. He had it May 27th at 14:30. With a series of ads for mobile phone service, rebates on Fords and a tire sale, a comedy show with Tom Rhodes and Dennis Miller. Weak, but at times semi-readable. By the way, Richard Langley points out that the only two remaining private shortwave stations in Canada, CFVP and CFRX in Toronto, are both owned now by Bell Media. They're corporate rather than individual stations. I hope you had a chance to follow up on my tip last week about Requiem for Radio, a very special one-hour piece of performance art from Moncton, New Brunswick, but which was also broadcast on shortwave since it was about shortwave, the destruction of Radio Canada International, among other services which no longer exist. We're quite impressed with the performance by Amanda Dawn Christie and her company. On the first evening, May 25th at 23 UT, we heard it on the shortwave frequencies publicized, 11580 from Miami, 9690 from Germany, and 9620 from Austria, which were similar but not exactly parallel, which was part of the idea. Also on 5130 from WBCQ, but too weak to hear here, and apparently a no-show, if we could have even heard it, from Boston Pirate Radio on 6850. In the meantime, we learned that the performance was being webcast in addition the following two nights. So that's what we did. We got to see it as well as hear it with perfect reception. You can read my report about exactly what went into the performance as well as comments by others in the new issue of DX Listening Digest when published, number 17-22, via worldofradio.com. The one-hour performance was followed by half a sesquihour of a Q&A session with the audience in the theater, which was also very interesting. Richard Langley says that was broadcast on CKUT on Saturday night, so it can be retrieved from their archive while it lasts, the time being 19 to 21 local time. Follow the instructions at ckut.ca. Wolfgang Büschel hears from Gagar Paul in Austria that the German section of China Radio International sent out a notice to listeners that some of its frequencies would be missing due to maintenance from May 29th to June 2nd. The transmitter site Urumqi in East Turkestan is used for many of these broadcasts, and further checking indicated that a great many of the listed transmissions from URU were off the air, opening the frequencies for many other stations, at least for a few days. On the other hand, some of the transmissions were still on the air and believed to have been moved temporarily to another transmitter site, Dongfang on Hainan Island, according to some reports in Australian DX News. Some more items about Germany in BCDX. Christian Milling says that a new broadcast schedule of Dokumenta 14 Radio from May 28th to June 16th is as follows: daily at 06 to 08 and 15 to 18 UT on 15560. That's a 20 kilowatt maximum power transmission, non-directional, from the Karl Eiffel site in Germany. The shortwave DX blogspot.ru via Vasily Lazarev in RustyX reports that Pirate Studio 52 is starting monthly broadcasts via media broadcast from June 3rd, once a month, at 12 to 15 UT. They had originally planned to use the now in sight in Germany on 11715, but there's been a delay in approving that, so instead this will be from Bulgaria. However, they do plan to carry the transmission on the 49-meter band from now in Germany. The same transmitter and antenna used for KBC, so it should have similar reception conditions. The medium, high, very high, super high frequencies and not applicable. You're listening to World of Radio 1880. Also bringing you worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial operations. No new support to acknowledge this week since nothing further has been received via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. Jos Jacob of the National Institute of Amateur Radio in India says two AIR shortwave regional stations are off the air for many weeks now, and he contacted the stations to find out why. Aizawl on 5050 and 7295, the transmitter broke down. They don't know when they will be back. Kurseong on 4895 and 7230, the transmitter is being repaired and may be back in about 2 weeks from May 25th. Catering to listeners who need to be awake well before sunrise, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran extends broadcasts in certain languages during Ramadan, May 27th to June 28th. Ivo Ivanov has put together the schedule of these additional transmissions. 1930 to 23 UT on 7315 in Azeri. 2130 to 23, 7280 in Tajik. 22 to 01, 9630 in Arabic. 23 to 03, 7410 in Azeri. 2330 to midnight 30 UT, 7285 in Kurdish. And midnight 30 to 0130, 9760 in Turkish. There are already two or three shortwave services sponsored by Japan for North Korea concerned with the issue of North Korean abductions of Japanese citizens. I think this only amounts to a small number of people, but it's a serious problem. And now there is another such broadcast. Mike Cooper sends a story from the Yomiuri Shimbun via JapanNews.com that Radio Free Asia has agreed to broadcast another such program. It's 15 minutes late Saturday nights, but no details about exact time or frequencies. More about Ramadan, this time spelt with a D, from Ron Howard. On May 25th, I was listening first to a very strong signal from YFM Malaysia on 11665 at 1244. And heard an elegant reciting from the Quran by a woman, which is extremely rare to hear on shortwave, more than 99% of the time only done by men. So I thought perhaps something special was going on. Later at 12:55, I tuned in Sarawak FM, Malaysia, on 9835 at 12:55. Also good reception, and they were talking about Ramadan, which, of course, is now underway. I found that Saudi Arabia announced that it would begin on May 27th. It's the time of year to check shortwave for renewed activity from Islamic countries, such as Indonesia, which in the past did reactivate dormant stations, as well as other stations and countries running special programs. Expect to hear a lot more reciting from the Quran during my morning band scans. We're now into the peak of the annual summer sporadic EFMDX season. May 25th was especially productive for me, as I had two separate openings in the afternoon. One for over an hour brought me a number of Mexican FM stations, and then later in the late afternoon I heard quite a few Western U.S. stations, as well as one from Winnipeg. All of these, of course, appear in DX Listening Digest, as well as my almost daily log reports. In the shortwave sites group, Kai Ludwig in Germany says, presumably the next country without active shortwave broadcast transmitters is Morocco. In recent years, the transmission of Median on 9575 suffered from frequent disruptions. And when the transmitter was on, they could have run a wonderful promotion. Can you hear it? On May 1st, the signal was gone again, as pointed out by Ivo Ivanov. Now, after almost 4 weeks, it has still not returned by the end of May. Thus, I assume this time it is not just yet another equipment failure. Previously, the Nador shortwave transmitters carrying the national network were switched off in September of 2012 on 15345 in vicinity, and the large U.S. Brieche facility was closed already in 2008. Here's another temporary beneficiary from the Chinese transmitter being off the air. 6165 Tazin Radio via Pien Uluin, Myanmar. Ron Howard says, as has recently been reported, the frequency is clear for Myanmar. Heard May 25th at 1416 with vernacular and with easy listening songs. At 1430, usual theme music introducing their English segment, but that's mostly playing pop songs, clearly in English, but mostly unreadable. At least there's only one station on the frequency at this time. We should also be checking 7345, as CNR1 has been off the air from that frequency, leaving Tazin Radio Myanmar with a much better chance of being heard before 1200 when China Radio International signs on. So on 7345, the only interference will be from Radio Sakha in Russia, about which more in a moment. Gary Largess sends information about an organization in New Zealand which is lobbying to thaw funding for RNZ, that is, to allow it to increase. It's called actionstation.org.nz, and they sent a newsletter dated May 25th saying when the RNZ funding thaw has begun. It's just over a month since we delivered our petition to Parliament, and today the government responded with a $2.85 megadollar funding boost in the budget announced earlier. People Power has prevailed in this case. The quality independent journalism that RNZ delivers is crucial to maintain our democracy. Latest North American pirate with an indisputably clever name is Clever Name Radio. I heard it on 6945 USB, May 28th, around 0200, and also on the 29th at 0135. It also could be on some other nearby frequencies. On May 31st, Ron Howard was hearing 3 out of 4 Papua New Guinea stations, 3260 NBC Madang, with an open carrier at 1012, but some decent audio by 1109, 3275, NBC Southern Highlands was not on the air. 3365 NBC Milne Bay with a national audio feed in English at 0930 to 1012 and parallel to Bougainville on 3325. From the DXing.ru forum via RussDX, here's the schedule for Russia's primary shortwave station, Radio Sakha in Yakutsk. It's only on 7345, no mention of the other frequency they had been using, 7295. These hours are daily at 0300 to 0501, 09 until 12, and 22 to midnight. Additional broadcasts on Monday through Friday at 12 to 13, Sunday through Thursday at 21 to 22, and Saturday and Sunday at midnight to 03. Thanks to a tip from Chuck Gessner, who heard about it from Jeff Bernal of the Radio Africa Network, there was a special transmission originating in Rwanda transmitted via WRMI 21525, May 26th, 27th, and 28th at 13 to 14 UT. He was referring to it as Rwandan Youth for Change. But the IDs we were actually hearing in French were La Voix de la Paix, the Voice of Peace. Most of the program was singing with guitar accompaniment. And it was also being repeated unexpectedly during the following hour at 14 UT on 11580. Tarek Zaidan in Cairo has been hearing a new clandestine for Syria on medium wave 1350 since May 29th. It's on the air from 1930 to 21 UT, called Radio Al-Kul, K K-U-L in Arabic means all. This has already existed via satellite, but apparently they've just started broadcasting via the Armenia transmitter, which just before it is carrying Transworld Radio. Flight weather from New York Radio is having problems similar to Trenton Military, but at least it has remained on the air. May 30th at 0614, I tuned in 6604 USB to find that Eastern airports, one after another, were reported missing. No flight weather information. I hope they had not all been destroyed in some terrorist attack or nuclear strike. This inability to achieve basic automated services makes Volmet transmissions ridiculous. Kai Ludwig has been analyzing FY 2018 budget request for BBG. He says, eliminating certain language service capacities, what does that mean? Well, reducing VOA in Kinyarwanda and Kirundi, Kurdish, Darien Pashto, Laotian, Thai, Indonesian. Terminate Latin American services except Haiti altogether, unless they can join in with Radio Marti. English programming is to be consolidated, whatever that means in practice. There's nothing left besides African programming anyway, is there? Mandarin radio is to be reduced at both VOA and RFA in favor of digital services. As for RFERL, Belarusian radio and Radio Mashal will be terminated. Savings are to be made in Russian radio. Radio Farda, as a service, is to be reduced as well, as is VOA PNN in favor of digital offerings. As for Al Hura and Radio Sawa, there will be savings in nighttime news. Afia Darfur is to be terminated altogether. There are to be further reductions of shortwave and medium-wave distribution. Repairs to be made at Greenville, Tinian, Tenang. The collapsed Saint-Thomé medium-wave mast to be replaced, Kuwait to be further expanded to take over African and other services. I'm pleased that so far World of Radio has continued to be broadcast UT Tuesdays at midnight 30 on WRMI 7730. The first shortwave broadcast each week is now Thursday at 2330 on WBCQ 9330. Gary Drew tells us he's added World of Radio to his Laser Soul Hits. It's on the air every night on rotations, no specific time between 23 and 05 UT. Go to lasersoulhits.bravesites.com/listen-live. Another surprise from WRMI, Richard Langley in New Brunswick caught the end of Voice of America News on 9395. About 0215 UT, May 31st. Something new? How often is this? No further details known yet. At least two programs on WBCQ are coming to an end. Plastic Magic. Alternate Sunday nights, UT Mondays on Area 51, 5130, had its last broadcast just before World of Radio on May 29th. Host Philip Eubanks was quite broken up about it. And I happen to be listening to Dead Frog Radio on WBCQ 7490. UT Wednesday, May 31st at midnight, when he said his show next week would be the last one. The propagation outlook from Boulder, mostly quiet geomagnetic conditions through June 9th, then becoming unsettled and rising to a G1 minor storm level June 16th with A and K indices of 25 and 5. Solar flux 70 through June 8th, then rising to 80 on June 12th. World of Radio 1880 concludes. I'm Glenn Hauser.